goodness sake, Sean, get a life, said Jane in an exasperated manner. This sort of reaction was not uncommon when Sean was giving one of his famous recitations, particularly if it involved singing. Oh, come on, let him finish. It'll be over in a minute or two, said Olivia, who was normally her father's fiercest critic. This left Jane only one option. So she looked at her watch and declared that there was something in the kitchen which would very likely spoil without immediate intervention, but Sean should continue regardless. It's a bit late to save the lunch, muttered Edward, in the direction of whichever of Jane's ears was the deaf one today. You little ratbag, said Jane with a flick of the tea towel. By the way, Olivia, she added, can you tidy up these presents and decide which ones you want to put in the present drawer? The music started up again, and Sean launched into another verse of A Wandering Tinsel Eye, down in pitch a major fifth. There was a unison groan from both children and daughter-in-law. And, as if by way of a response, the music turned off, the lights went out, and the burglar alarm started a slow beeping. Two heartbeats later, and an anguished cry came from the kitchen. Sean!
Gordon Bennett! Said Sean. I bet this'll be my bloody fault.
Knowing that any sort of electrical problem was best handled with keen senses and a calm disposition, Sean drained his rather generous glass of port.
Sean! Came the voice of the angelic host from the kitchen. Get your ass in gear!
Feeling this was a domestic best not viewed from the public gallery, Olivia and Edward sang some Christmas carols to Haley to diffuse the current emergency. At the end of the second chorus of Past 3 o'clock, a gruff herald sounded from the kitchen.
Jane, stand there, and I'll come behind you. I'm going to try getting it in with the turkey baster.
The two carol singers shared an incredulous look with the singular audience member and tried their best to battle on with verse 3.
Sean, it needs more oil. It's going to stick to the sides. Well, I'll just wiggle it about and it'll be fine. Well, you'll need to push it in and out more than once to get a good flow. Bloody hell, woman. Once is usually more than enough. I'm not some sort of superhuman. Anyway, you'll have to bend over more than that. It won't go around corners, you know. Oh, shut up. Grit your teeth and put your back into it. Look, Jane. Can't we do this later? You've knackered me out already, and I'm never going to make it stand up with two glasses of port in me.
With that, the lights came back on, and Jane walked back into the sitting room with a flick of a tea towel. What was all that about? Said Olivia.
Oh, your father's being pathetic about mending the hostess trolley, replied Jane with obvious annoyance.
As if on cue, Sean appeared in the doorway with a triumphant gleam in his eye and doing a skippy dance while singing, I am the monarch of the sea, at full volume.
Right, where were we? Said Sean, slapping his hands together. Another glass of port and I'll start Act One of the Christmas show again.
There was an eruption from everyone as they suddenly realised the napkin holders needed straightening, a phone on silent was ringing in another part of the house, several sprouts were yet to be washed, a cracker was missing from the table, or they needed to check Doctor Who was on to record. Sean was left on his own, with an empty glass as a tinny version of Three Little Maids' intro began, down a third, as he slumped onto the settee. Once more, the angelic host sounded,
Sean!
Miserably, Sean stepped into the kitchen to an array of flashing lights and four concerned faces. The oven light was flashing on and off in opposition to the fan speeding up and slowing down. The hob elements were mimicking the alien landing pattern from Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and the microwave was playing Little Drummer Boy, but only when the door was closed. And none of it was in any fit state to warm up so much as a modestly sized chipolata. Taking a deep breath, Sean said,
Everybody listen very carefully. I will say this only once,
in a mock French accent.
Son and daughter-in-law, bring me a stick at least 3 feet long. Daughter, get a cordless telephone or a mobile will do. I'll also need 4 jammy dodgers, another glass of port, a clip-on bow tie, and above all, Jane, I'll need to sing When the Night Wind Howls very loudly afterwards.
30 minutes later, they were sitting in the dining room, tucking into the sumptuous Christmas feast by candlelight.
I told you I'd save Christmas. Thank heavens the takeaway was open, he said, helping himself to more fried rice.
Jane shot him a look that said, I could have died. Unaware, Sean continued between mouthfuls.
The electrics are knackered, but I can get iPlayer on my phone.
Bloody marvellous.